Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
A new report from the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer offers some good news for coffee drinkers. It concludes that the beverage is unlikely to increase your cancer risk, and it actually may reduce it. And we've done some shows on the health benefits of coffee and how it's got antioxidants in it, and it can actually be really, really good for you if you don't drink it too much of it, because the caffeine can really, you know, give you the jitters. However, this new report also found that consuming really hot drinks could raise your risk of esophageal cancer. So research from across 10 countries really looked at this. About 1,000 studies at the consumption of hot beverages, including coffee, yerba mate, and tea, and how they may influence the risk of numerous cancers. The last time that this was studied, the carcinogenic effects of coffee was last evaluated in 1991. So certainly things have changed. You want to definitely get your coffee to be all natural with no preservatives added, as little processing as possible, but it's also about the fact of how hot you drink it. But I did want to talk about some of the things that are good for you to drink, like tea, because you don't want to drink any beverages that are too hot, because then they can cause problems in your esophagus and start that burning, which can contribute to Barrett's esophagus and such. So tea is so, so good for you. It can boost your endurance. Scientists have found that the catechins, the antioxidants in green tea, increase the body's ability to burn fat as fuel, which accounts for improved muscle endurance. I'm having trouble speaking today, and I'm not exactly sure why, because I like to talk. It can also help reduce the risk of a heart attack. Tea might help protect against cardiovascular and degenerative diseases. I'm drinking tea right now, so it's not helping me talk that much. And the antioxidants in tea might help protect against a boatload of cancers: breast, colon, colorectal, skin, lung. Tea also helps fight free radicals. They're high in oxygen radical absorbance capacity, and it's a fancy way of saying they help destroy the free radicals, which can damage DNA in your body. Drinking tea is linked to a lower risk of Parkinson's disease. Tea is so, so good for you. It can help you lose weight. You know, there are some teas that can help you raise your metabolism. So it's just a really great health benefit. Now, how many cups a day, you say? Well, I would say 2 or 3. And if you're drinking green tea, certainly better. But black teas are good for you. I mean, there's so many good teas on the market. What you have to do is just experiment. Chai tea, a little blend, a combination. Black tea, Earl Grey tea, English breakfast tea. There's mint teas. There's chamomile tea. There's so many different teas. And I think that the way to get it so that you will drink tea is to, and in light of this coffee study, I'm just saying, some people can't drink that much coffee. But with tea, there's so many decaffeinated flavors. There's so many ways that you can drink it. You can drink it iced. You can drink it with a little bit of sweetening in there. You can drink it with, you know, milk the way the English do. There's just so many ways, and it's so good for you. So if coffee is not your thing, or you can't drink too much of it at once because you don't maybe like decaf, I'm not a big decaf drinker. I love caffeinated tea or coffee, but I can really only have one cup, because you see how much energy I have anyway. Can you imagine me on large amounts of caffeine? It would scare all of you. So this new study is important to note, and I think the take-home message from tea and coffee: don't make the beverages too hot. Make sure you get some. They have good antioxidants. We're learning more and more how good for you that they are. So that's great advice. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.